Free Talk Live, the Thursday edition. As we kick off hour number one, you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231 is that number for you. The Packet 8 toll free line, as we like to call it, 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And a very, very sick Mr. Mark, who went to the hospital last night. He was so sick.
I feel kind of dumb about going to the hospital because...
Was that influenced by the wife, or was that
totally
your choice?
She thought that it was probably nothing, but, you know, when you have a dull aching pain in your left arm, spend a couple of bucks, go to the hospital.
Why? Isn't that a sign of a heart attack?
Right.
Huh. Okay.
You know, I mean, we're not talking about flu or influenza... I can't even speak. Such rough shape.
Well, I appreciate you coming by tonight.
Yeah, yeah. But
it is the flu. That's what they told you.
It seems like a stomach flu, a stomach virus.
Just making you weak just overall. Is that where the pain was coming from, essentially, in your arm?
Right. It was. I have aches everywhere now, but I guess it started while I was lying in bed last night, right in my left arm, probably because I was lying on it. And, you know, that's...
And you were up, and the day before... you were up all night long making phone calls for the first 1,000 pledge because you've sort of taken this as your personal mission.
I really wanted to go through, you know.
To make sure it happens. And
it's really
worrying me. Right, and you were. I think you said you banged out like 100-something phone calls in one evening.
Yeah, that was just after the show. Because there's all kinds of people in Hawaii and Alaska and California. You can call them until... California you can call till midnight, Alaska till 1, and Hawaii till 2.
So you'd actually made more calls before that. You made a lot of calls in one day's time.
Hundreds of calls.
Apparently staying up late and doing those calls probably weakened your immune system a little bit, allowed whatever it was that was working on you to come in a little bit stronger.
I'd really like us to make it, but we need 147 more people to sign up, and we have essentially 2 days left.
Yeah, we've got about, 48 hours? No,
three.
Wait. It's Thursday night, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 3 days, so we've got 72 hours.
Yeah, about that.
So we're going to need more than one sign-up per hour, like 2 sign-ups an hour, basically, to get to work. And so freestateproject.org, of course, is where you need to go to learn about the first 1,000 pledge.
Do it for me.
Yeah, do it so Mark doesn't have to be making 1,000 calls on Sunday.
I can't imagine how I'm going to be able to, you know, if we get to 100 or something by Sunday, what am I going to do?
I know you've got some assistance. I know you have some people that have stepped forward to help you out. Hopefully they'll double up or something like that to take some of the burden off of you, because you really turned into like the first 1,000 hero here at the last moment.
Well, I'm really worried what's going to happen. You know,
yeah.
I mean, what's going to happen if the first 1,000 doesn't make it?
Well, I don't know if the first 1,000 doesn't make it, and I think that it we're still within striking distance. It's still possible. If it doesn't make it, I've heard rumors that there's going to be some. There's going to be some talks, or I guess there already are some talks amongst the... I don't even know if this is hush-hush information. So, amongst the board of directors of the Free State Project, as far as sort of retooling the vision for the Free State Project, in that the original 20,000 number wasn't really the correct number. It was just sort of a number thrown out there, essentially. It was based on some calculations that were done... But after more calculations have been done, it turns out the more accurate number would have been 12,000 or 12,000 people, especially for the state of New Hampshire. And of course, we're talking about the Free State Project. It's a movement of 20,000 people all moving to the same state in order to make a stand for freedom and liberty and actually bring back liberty in our lifetime. That's what we're talking about here. And it's been in effect for over 5 years now, the Free State Project has. We got to 5,000 signers fairly quickly. I would say within a 2-year time frame, we had 5,000 people sign up to say, I will move to whatever state is chosen and be a part of the Free State Project. Those 5,000 people then decided on which state to choose. There was 10 different states. They picked New Hampshire overwhelmingly. After the choice of the state, the sign-up rate dropped precipitously. So looking back, and of course hindsight is always 20/20, they're saying now, looking back, that, well, you know, what we should have done is collected signatures all the way up to 20,000, then had the vote, then everybody would have moved. Then there would have been because the way it's the setup right
start
now
moving,
is a 5-year window after we reach 20,000. So there still would have been that 5-year window, would have just been vote, then move
right
to whatever state was chosen. And, you know, hindsight, it's been done. What's been done is done. New Hampshire's been chosen. A bunch
one.
Of people have moved, and I think it's the right choice. Obviously, it was overwhelming in the vote. I think even if we'd had 20,000 people, New Hampshire would have been chosen. Of course, by that point, we would have had probably more opt-outs because you could have opted out of certain states like Alaska. As you might imagine, a number of people didn't want to go there.
Yes. I wouldn't want to go to Alaska either.
So looking back, there were some tweaks. There were some differences. There were some things that should have been done differently. But then again, Mark, this has never been done before.
Right.
This movement, this whole concept was brand new, very revolutionary, and it's not a surprise that it didn't work out perfectly as far as getting the signups to really roll in and everything like that. So I don't think there's – we don't know what's going to happen regardless of whether or not the first 1,000 makes it. They may decide to retool even if the first 1,000 makes it. And essentially the people that are arguing for a retooling of the project are basically saying, look – you know, we are having success right now
right.
in New Hampshire.
Well, I think they should be working on getting people to move.
Exactly.
Than, yeah.
That's what they're looking at doing. I'm not going to say that's what they're doing. I don't know. I don't know what the final result of all this is going to be. But I'm just talking about the possibility here. Essentially, it's working now. The early movers, you and I, were early movers. There's another 170 or so early movers. There was 300 people that were already members of the Free State Project when New Hampshire was chosen. People who lived in New Hampshire who, hey, New Hampshire happened to get voted in, they're already here.
Yeah.
So we've already got a few hundred people here on the ground setting up pro-liberty organizations, doing things, doing pro-liberty activism. And we've got victories that we can already point to, things that are really exciting happening here in New Hampshire. And so the proposal is on the table to wipe out the 20,000 number entirely, sort of put the 20,000 number to the back burner, keep it around, but not really focus on it as the ultimate goal of the project, and you know, wipe it out entirely, or not really focus on it so much, or of course leave it as is. So there's kind of like three different options, and I think that either way you may see more of a shift towards, look, here's what's happening.
Yeah,
here's what's happening now, and here's why moving sooner rather than later is going to make a difference. Of course, if First 1000 is successful, they could tie that in and say, you know, these people aren't going to wait to 20,000. They're going to move within the next 2 years. That's what you should do, too. And as more continues to happen in New Hampshire, as more exciting things, more pro-liberty things are happening, the Free State Project, I think, and I agree that the change should be made, personally. I don't know how you feel about it yet, but
I like it.
I think that they should focus more on the exciting things happening and really sort of pump it up and get people excited about making a difference sooner rather than just sort of sitting around tapping their fingers until they, you know,
waiting for the revolution to begin.
20,000. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And, of course, there's some real negatives for waiting. I mean, look, if you got a lot of strings to tie up and it's going to take you 10 years, then, well, do what you got to do.
Right.
But if you can move sooner, then definitely move sooner, because by the time we reach 20,000, there's going to be some sort of, there's going to be an attritioning. There's going to be a drop-off of people who they signed up and forgot they signed up, and it's been 10 years.
I've talked to a few
years.
People. Yeah, that had, you know, that just don't even remember signing up.
Right. So the you're going to lose, even when you reach 20,000, there's going to be a certain percentage of those people that are just not interested anymore, or they're, you know, they forgot about it or whatever. So if we can really focus on just building momentum, sort of building that that snowball rolling down the hill, if you will, being the very genesis of that, the beginning of that right now, and really help people get excited about what's going on, I think that'll be a positive direction for the Free State Project, where we're counting the number of movers instead of counting to the number of 20,000.
Yeah.
So it would be a change of really focusing on the number. Of course, also proposed has been a more flexible sign-up system. This may be something that you'll see as well. Again, none of this has been decided, and I'm sure they'd be interested in your input at freestateproject.org. But the flexible sign-up system would be like you could sign up and say, well, I'll move when 1,000 people have moved, or I'll move by the end of X amount of years.
Time. Yeah.
So that sort of flexibility would allow people to customize their experience more, and I think that's a good thing, too. So, 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. We've got some updates here tonight The boot camp death from Florida. We'll tell you all about it. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. For all your voiceover IP needs, packet8.net, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the bulletin board system. We've got over 140,000 posts for you to surf around through. We've got over 1,300 people interacting there, and it's a lot of fun. You'll find serious issues, fun stuff, all of it being discussed. And it's all for free. You know what, Mark? I haven't even looked at the post count in so long. correction, over 160,000 posts on the Free Talk Live BBS. I thought I'd go and check it, and it would be 150,000. Thing grows by leaps and bounds.
Is he?
All right, so bbs.freetalklive.com, like everything else on our site, it is totally free. And do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. 5066, as we go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
What's on your mind? I haven't been listening because my computer's crashed, but I assume that the end of the year is coming, and maybe we're talking about the 1,000 pledge?
Yes, we were. We're talking about the 1,000 pledge, and I think you were on hold long enough to hear a few of the possibilities for change in the future of the Free Shape Project.
Actually, I came in so close to the end that I wasn't catching it, and that's why I'm guessing that that's exactly what we were talking about. But I'm taking a different perspective on this, where I'm thinking people ought to have in mind that it's the end of the year and it's time to make New Year's resolutions and, you know, what direction is our life heading in and that sort of thing. And you know what? In this case, if people wanted to sign the first 1,000 as part of a New Year's resolution, it's not even something that they have to do this year. They have 2 years to actually act on it. They would just have to make that commitment now.
I think that's an excellent idea. Sign the first 1,000 pledge and resolve to start wrapping up the ties in your life, start cutting the strings, and move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Now, something that comes to mind with this whole thing is, you know, there's an awful lot of libertarians and constitutionalists, and whatever, you know, category anybody wants to pigeonhole us into, who sit around and all our adult lives or all our young lives talking about, you know, freedom is the most important thing and how much we would do for it and what chances we would take and all that, you know. And some people sit behind their keyboards and they type away messages and tell everybody how smart they are about the ideas of liberty. And it just keeps coming back to me to think, geez, here's a chance for people to prove how smart they are. Come and be part of this.
Or to prove how important freedom is to them.
Come and make the move, man.
Yeah.
Now, the other evening, I told you I was working on a little bit of a song, actually something called the Free State Project Blues, which is actually a happy song, and I played a verse from it, and I've written another one. I'd share another verse with you if you'd care. I could give you like 20 or 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, John.
Okay, let me just set the phone down here, and this is to everybody that's thinking of moving and had these ideas for so long. The song's kind of written as a conversation between a man and a woman. It's supposed to be two parts, but I don't have a woman here to sing the other parts. So you'll have to put up with my lousy voice. Hold on.
Maybe we can have Lauren do it sometime. Maybe you and Lauren can do a little duet.
I'm picking up my guitar and,
you know, anything at this point that encourages people to sign the first 1,000 pledge, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Let's stop packing, baby. We wanted this for way too long. Yeah, let's stop packing, baby. We wanted this for way too long. Let's move up to New Hampshire and let's go build our happy home.
And it's a beautiful place to build a home. I know, Mark, you're considering doing that right now. You're looking at some property. We're just talking about building a home in New Hampshire.
So that's just kind of a fun thing there.
I don't know. Did you build your own home here, or did you just sort of move up into one that already existed?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I'm renting right now. I haven't, because I haven't really, I've been here for 3 years, but I haven't completely settled in.
Right.
Because I'm actually commuting out of state for an old job, but, you know, people give me a hard time with that and say, you know, dude, John, you're still feeding the beast in the other state. And I say, you know what, guys, I'm a registered voter here. Let me know when you do that, because the first thing I did is signed a lease, went down to town hall and registered to vote.
I think coming in as a renter is probably generally a good idea to start things out, unless you really have your eye on a property and you want to just jump in like I did. But
I'll tell you what, Ian, I'm over here in Salem. And I plan on being here for a while, but long-term plan, I thought I might be heading north. a little bit west is looking pretty sweet to me. There's an awful lot of real, real nice people out there, and you know what I'm talking about.
You're talking about the Keene area. You're talking about where Free Talk Live is. That would be awesome to have you nearby. I really think that you're going to find that the Keene area of New Hampshire is going to end up being the hub, if it isn't already. The hub of the nonviolent revolution. You've got such superstar activists out here just doing a great job, always something exciting, something interesting to do every single week.
We've talked a little bit about that. There's some diversity what goes on with the people that move here, and some of it's the nonviolent protests and such, and people with the hardcore change the system and work within it, and
mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to move closer to Concord, and they're going to be closer to the cities, and other people move closer to the cities for the cultural life. In fact, your call screener is talking about his wife is from New Hampshire, and that's one of her concerns is being close to a city. So there's something for everybody here. It's a tiny state, but it's about as diverse as any other state can be.
It really is. I agree with that. If you want to be all alone, you can be up in the boondocks. There's a lot of boondocks here in New Hampshire.
I mentioned the word the other night to you, and you liked it. And I just want to remind you and the listeners, energized to come here. Just the energy is infectious. It is fantastic. You find the people you like. You hang around with the group you like, and there's a lot of crossover in between.
You mentioned the political people moving to Concord, and while that tends to be the case, I think that what you're going to see over here in the Keene area within the next year is a major push for municipal office.
I've heard
by
rumors
our people.
Of that.
So yeah, you're going to see it on both ends happening here in Keene, and I think that's going to be an important part of the strategy
for everybody.
John,
yeah.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it as always, and thank you for the encouragement and the song.
I'm very interested to see what is going to happen when we get 5-10 libertarians in municipal office.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's going to happen to that town?
It's going to be very interesting.
Sure is.
That's for sure. If we can get 10 into municipal office here in Keene, there's only 15 different city council seats.
Right.
If we can get 10 people in, that's two-thirds majority. Those two-thirds can do anything.
Yeah.
Anything. And when I say anything, I mean hire in a city manager who will go in, just fire people and just cut the size of government. Now, of course, we would want to make sure that they're comfortable and everything, and when they're going out the door, don't want anybody to be angry about that sort of thing. But, give them a certain date and say, as of this date, you're no longer going to be working here anymore. And cut the size of government drastically. We can do the city councils can do virtually anything. And so that's really somewhere to focus, especially considering that around here, you're looking at a maximum of a 10% voter turnout, and in this town, that means 1,600 people. I mean, our listeners could move up and win this election.
Yeah.
800-259-9231, you take control of your wits. Coming up, the sixth story from the Florida boot camp.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves Thursday edition. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there because they're completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo, and we're going to we put them up on our website. In fact, I've got one or two new Shriners to be adding here within before the end of the year. I promise I will get them up on the website, and if you are on our updates list, you'll know when that happens. You can get on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th of 2007. Get registered now and meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. You know, you probably should register sooner rather than later on this, because eventually it's possible the hotel could sell out.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to.
It's happened to me on conventions before.
Right. You're going to have to go to another hotel and
it's
walk
happened to
the
us
hotel.
On conventions before.
That's
when,
true.
When we went to the talk radio seminar. It stinks.
We waited too long, and it was a pain to go from one hotel to the other.
And it was cold.
Yeah, well, it's going to be cold probably in late February as
yep.
well. And as Wayne was pointing out last night off the air, this is going to sneak up on us. I mean, we've got 2 months. We're 2 months out from this. Less than 2 months.
Less than, yeah.
That's not far at all.
No.
But I don't know about you, Mark, but it seems to me like the weeks have been going very fast since we've come up here.
Well, the time's slipping away from me because I really just want this first 1,000 to make it, and I just don't have enough time to make all the calls, and now I can't make them because I'm so sick.
So, Liberty Forum at freestateproject.org. Check it out. December, let's see, according to ABC News, here is the most detailed version of the story that we've seen yet. We're talking about a story that we reported on earlier this year, and it was pretty disturbing at the time, and it's still going to be disturbing, especially if you've never heard it before. Everywhere you look, there are cameras, from street corner surveillance to camcorders to cell phones. Many of these cameras are used to solve crimes. And when it comes to all the crimes caught on tape in 2006, The story of 14-year-old Martin Lee Anderson stands out. In Anderson's case, a camera actually changed the course of justice and gave voice to a victim who could no longer speak. You might have seen the 30-minute silent surveillance tape that captured the last conscious moments of young Martin's life. Surrounded by multiple sheriff's guards and a nurse at the Panama City, Florida juvenile boot camp, where he had been sent after violating probation on charges that he took his grandmother's car for a joyride. As we had explained in the past, he probably did take his grandmother's car for a joyride.
Seems likely.
And Grandma, thinking that the police are there to help, called them in on the case instead of just, you know, waiting for Martin to come home and scolding him and punishing him on her own. She, like many parents these days, jumped to the law as their parental solution. And now she's regretting that.
I bet she is.
Because her grandson is dead at the hands of the police. It's a day juvenile boot camp supervisor Charles Helms had not spoken about in public until his interview with 2020, and he probably wouldn't be talking at all if it weren't for the grainy videotape that led to manslaughter charges for Mr. Helms, his staff, and the nurse who was there when Anderson died. What those three cameras in the exercise yard of the boot camp recorded was the actual death of a teenager. His parents had hoped that he would serve his time close to home and come out, quote, and come out and be a 14-year-old kid, but it didn't turn out that way, they said. In fact, just 2 hours after Anderson was processed at the boot camp, and just 6 laps into his first mandatory mile run, the incident that led to his death began. Helms says that Anderson refused to continue running and was deemed uncooperative. He said something to the effect that I'm not going to do this or I'll do this tomorrow, says Helms. So Helms and his men used what they claim were, quote, standard law enforcement techniques.
Beating the crap out of
people? They punched the boy in the arms to unclench his fists, then kneed him in the thighs to make him collapse to the ground. Helms says the officers were, quote, trying to see if the kid was faking it, feigning illness, which happens quite often with a new kid coming to the program because a lot of these kids are used to manipulating people in the system. So we're going to find out if he's faking it by punching and kicking him. Sounds effective.
Right.
The final act was to break open ammonia tablets under Anderson's nose a total of 5 times, hoping to shock him back to his feet and resume the exercise. Helms admits, it's very abrasive if you've ever smelled ammonia while you've tried to mop the floor or anything. Except they were holding them right under his nose.
Completely different. Well, not completely different, but it's a heck of a lot more pungent.
The officers can be seen in the videotape holding their hands over Anderson's mouth, so he's forced to breathe in the ammonia through the nose. But the boy was not reacting. And when Helms looked into his eyes, he says he saw something alarming that made any thoughts of Anderson faking disappear. I saw a grain of sand touch his eye, and to me that was a shock. That's an irritant in your eye, and he was not trying to wipe it out. He wasn't blinking to try to get it out of his eye. I knew he was not faking it, and I said, that's it. Call 911. But the call came too late. Anderson never regained consciousness, and he died. His mother and father accused the sheriff's deputies of killing their boy. The local sheriff said on the day of the incident that Anderson simply collapsed during the run, and the local coroner ruled that the 14-year-old healthy teenager died of natural causes, blaming a sickle cell trait that made it difficult for Anderson to absorb oxygen. Anderson's parents claimed conspiracy, and the case might have all gone away, except for those surveillance cameras. Robert Anderson, the teenager's father, said that, quote, everything had been shoved right up under the rug. Martin Anderson been forgot about if it wouldn't have been for this tape. And he's absolutely right. And there are many, many cases where an individual was harmed by police, in this case guards, an individual was harmed by government officials, government authority, and nothing ever happens. No one ever even hears about it because it's their word against the cops. But when a tape surfaces, everything changes. And in this case, the tape was eventually released. And after it was widely played on television and the internet, there was a public outcry and a second autopsy followed. Prosecutors believe the second autopsy showed that Anderson did indeed die because of the incident. He had been suffocated to death. A special prosecutor was appointed, and Helms and his crew were charged with manslaughter and gross negligence. When asked if he thought he would have been charged had the tape not existed, Helms says, and honestly,
I don't believe so. Helms says he didn't neglect Anderson once he determined the boy was in trouble. We did, quote, we did not disregard the fact that he was in trouble as soon as it was recognized. We changed hats and went to a rescue mode. I feel terrible. This is a devastating thing. I can only imagine what it would be like to lose one of my children, one of my sons. The Andersons don't have to imagine. They just have to grieve. Mm. Florida juvenile boot camps were closed after Anderson's death, and the use of ammonia capsules on juveniles is now banned in that state. Mm. And Helms, along with his deputies, will go on trial in 2007, but only because what they did to the young man was caught on tape.
Yep. If it hadn't been for that tape, it would have just the coroner made a ruling, natural causes. That would have been it.
Yep. You'd have a dead little boy and some bureaucrats who are completely untouched.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure those boot camp programs, when they first came out with them, you know, the guy that came up with them, it probably was a better program than it is now. It just seems like, I don't know, seems brutal to me.
Well, and it has to do with the nature of government. The reason why it's so brutal has to do with the nature, the coercive, monopolistic nature of government. Government is an agency with a monopoly on force.
It is that.
It doesn't know anything else. And we shouldn't be surprised when government agents opt to use force on people. In many cases, the law protects them. In many cases, they have sovereign immunity. In many cases, they can get away with it. Even in some cases where there is video evidence, the penalty for these officers is a slap on the hand.
And, you know, generally, when it comes to officers, they generally get less than you or I would if that was the case.
Yes.
You know.
I've got another example of how that tends to happen as well coming up here in moments. But it goes back to the nature of the system itself. Unfortunately, so many of us, Mark, have trouble envisioning a world where government doesn't handle these sorts of enforcement roles, where government isn't running the boot camps and aren't running the jails. But there is a vision for that world, and I'll do my best to impart it to you coming up here because I've just been learning about it myself, and I think it's pretty fascinating. How we can get the government out of this particular role in society and actually help keep people who are in trouble, help at least keep them safer. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F-A-N.com.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so do enjoy those that are on us. freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support us? Well, then voluntarily shop with us. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com today and get all your shopping done. Whatever it is you need in life, Amazon probably sells it. They are the world's largest internet retailer. And you can log in at amazon.freetalklive.com, fill your shopping cart with whatever you need to buy. It'll be shipped to your door, in many cases with free Super Saver shipping. The prices are great. There are so many products to choose from. And if you've been shopping at Amazon, you know exactly what the experience is like. You know how great it is. Enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, though, and Free Talk Live get a percentage of your purchase. That, again, amazon.freetalklive.com. Great way to help support the show and get the stuff you need. We're talking about the police. Actually, in this case, we're talking about some prison guards, I suppose you could call them, boot camp guards in the state of Florida who punched and kicked a 14-year-old boy and then proceeded to suffocate him to death with ammonia tablets, essentially.
It's hard to imagine how that happened, but I guess it clearly did.
Well, they punched him and kicked him, and I don't know, there was something that... I guess they really did some damage to him, and then once there was some point at which he suffocated.
Yeah.
I mean, he's dead.
Yeah,
it happened.
That much is true. It's I guess I'm not questioning that. I would imagine that it's for me like it was for the officers. Wow, we didn't expect that to kill him.
Yeah, we're used to beating the heck out of these kids.
They don't
normally die on us.
Yeah.
And this is it. All comes back to a problem with the system itself, and the problem is that government is force. And government doesn't understand how to do anything else. It's a forceful, coercive agency that enforces its way on others, whether they like it or not. You don't, while Grandma did choose to call in the police, she only did so because she didn't understand what the possible consequences could be. In this case, it was Grandma that called in the cops on her 14-year-old grandson because he took her car for a ride. The cops came, he got juvenile detention, and now he's dead as a result of the system. And so you ask yourself, well, how in the free market, how in the absence of government enforcement agencies, would this situation have been handled?
I can't imagine.
And I had the chance finally this week to pick up a book that I'm still in the midst of, and I'm recommending even though I haven't finished it. It's called The Market for Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Morris and Linda Tannehill. It's from the 1970s. And they did a fantastic job of really outlining what a free market society could look like and why it is that the marketplace naturally acts in a just fashion and why it is that the marketplace is the most equitable, fair method for even for punishment of people. Because when you talk about getting the government out of the policing business, when you talk about getting the government out of boot camps, a lot of people freak out. They say, whoa, we can't do that. Well, the government's required for these sorts of things. We need the government to lock people up. We need the government to perform these tasks.
Right. If we let the free market let people lock up, well, basically corporations will enslave the world.
Well, that's, of course, absurd. But what we do have today is corporations enslaving the world with the blessing of government, because there are private prisons today. Mm-hmm. There are there is corporate involvement in the prison industry. And so that's essentially what we do have. In fact, speaking of enslaving the world, I believe the United States is the number one most incarcerated country of all the developed nations.
It is true.
So that's what we've got. How could it possibly get worse? In fact, it couldn't. If it was turned over to the marketplace, and let's look at this one situation with this the boot camp thing. You would have agencies, private agencies, running boot camps or whatever they'd be called. I think they'd probably be called something different. I think jails would be called something different as well, because the purpose of these facilities would be different. And with crime in general, the purpose would be to get compensation for the victims, which is very rarely found in the current criminal justice system. Usually today, the victims are victimized twice. They get robbed by somebody, and then they have to pay. They have to be robbed by the government to pay to put that somebody in jail.
In the form of taxes.
Where they sit in a cage for X amount of months or years, mm-hmm. and then when they get out, they're still a scumbag. They're not paying back the original person that they harmed. And we've talked about how restitution, where paying back the victims, would actually cut down crime tremendously just to begin with. Just to shift the system to a restitution-based system alone would go a long way towards cutting crime, because criminals know that crime pays in many cases, but if there's restitution, then crime doesn't pay anymore, because not only do you have to pay back what you stole or what you destroyed, but you also have to pay interest, you also have to pay damages, you also have to pay damages not only to the victim, but also the ancillary victims. For instance, if I beat you up, Mark, mm-hmm. and you're out of work for 2 weeks, your employer took damages because
True.
Lost productivity. So they deserve some compensation as well. But the basic idea would be that when somebody got into a situation, when somebody violated another's rights, there would be an arbitration panel, a privately run arbitration panel that both parties would agree to go to. And the reason why they would agree to go to them is because, well, if they didn't agree to go to the same arbitration panel, then one party would take a major reputation hit as a result of not going to arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, you would have contracts that are insured by contract insurers and arbitrators specifically outlined in those contracts. In fact, the contracts could outline several arbitrators. So if you went to one arbitrator and they came up with a decision that you didn't agree with, you could go to the next arbitrator on the list and down the list until you reach the final arbitrator, and in which case you would be forced by the contract to accept the terms of that arbitrator. And, of course, if you didn't want to accept them, your reputation would take a huge hit. And if you don't have a good reputation rating in the world that I'm talking about, it's going to be hard to do business with people because they're going to know you're a scumbag.
So a reputation rating is something like a...
Like eBay.
Like eBay, okay.
Yeah, like where you look at the file of somebody and you can tell how lousy they've been in their business dealings mm-hmm. or in their personal dealings and all of that. And so the same thing applies with a prison situation. Since you get to choose the arbitrators, you're choosing essentially to say, yes, I consent to what it is, the punishment that you're going to mete out. I consent in advance and I consent after the fact. And so, therefore, you've already agreed that this is an okay arbitrator. Mm-hmm. I trust these people. And the reason why people are going to accept certain arbitration companies is because they'll have reputation for being fair. They'll have reputation for being honest. They'll have reputation for doing it in a way that government could never do it. Government courts protect governments. Government courts very rarely hand out punishments to their government agents. Government agents, when they do something horrible like they did to this young boy, usually get off scot-free. Usually they're protected by their buddies in government. But in the case of the third-party arbitrator doesn't have a hat in the ring. They don't have a dog in the fight.
Their business is to arbitrate disputes from a third-person perspective fairly.
Mm.
And if they don't perform that task, people won't use their services. And if people don't use their services like any other business in the marketplace, they go out of business. Unlike the government courts, which are there by coercion and you can't get away from them, and it doesn't matter if you don't like their services, it doesn't matter if the judge is a jerk, you have to use them. I mean, with a government court, it's up to the whims of the judge. And in some cases, it's not even up to the judge. In some cases, it's mandatory minimums. And the judge can't even adjust the sentence. But if you've got a judge who tends to be grumpy, that's going to be more of a factor than anything else. Whereas with private arbitration, you're more of the factor because you are a customer at that point. Even if you're in trouble, you're still a customer of that service. So you take this, the penalty from the private arbitrator that you've agreed to accept the penalty from. And in this case, it may be like the stolen bicycle or the stolen car for this young man. It may be that he has to go to some sort of a, you know, re-education camp or whatever, attitude adjustment camp.
Mm-hmm.
But like the arbitration services, the camps will be run by private organizations who have a bottom line, who have customers that they have to satisfy. And unlike the current situation where government bureaucrats are protected by the system, and they know they're protected, they know that they can't get in trouble unless there happens to be video evidence, and even then, the trouble they'll get into is minute. Unlike that situation, the private camps would be run by people who are looking to satisfy their customers. If there was a complaint about one of their employees beating somebody, and they didn't investigate that complaint and take care of that situation, they're going to lose business. Yeah. The arbitrators aren't going to send people there anymore because that's going to reflect badly on the arbitrators. We'll come back with a little bit more of this. 800-259-9231. And your thoughts as well about transitioning over to a more voluntary society, privately run versus government-run security systems. More on the way, Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Lee.